Police are investigating two shootings in Seattle at the organized protest zone in the neighborhood of Capitol Hill over the weekend. A 19-year-old man was killed and a 33-year-old man was critically injured early Saturday. And last night, a 17-year-old boy was shot in a separate incident inside of the protest zone. Let's get the latest from Casey Martin. He's a reporter for KUOW in Seattle. And Casey, protesters have declared the area known as CHOP, a police-free zone. So we understand all three shooting victims were taken to the hospital in private cars by medics in the protest area. Can you tell us what we know today about what happened in these two shootings this weekend?
Yeah, well, police are still looking for information on both of these incidents. No arrests have been made so far. On Saturday, two people were shot inside the CHOP protest area. People carried them to this nearby medic station. Volunteer medics performed CPR until they drove them to the hospital. One person died Saturday and another is still at the hospital. And late last night, there were more gunshots. It's unclear if there was one, maybe two shootings, but definitely a 17-year-old male was taken to the hospital. He was treated for gunshot wounds. It's not exactly clear where the shooting happened. It was very, very close to the CHOP. And on both nights, all the victims were taken by people in CHOP, not police.
Yeah. You know, these shootings have heightened tensions between law enforcement officials and activists who would like to keep this area free of police. Seattle PD released body cam footage showing protesters booing police as they arrived on the scene of the shooting Saturday. What have police said about this so far?
Yeah, police, that when they released that video, they said that they encountered a violent crowd of people. You can hear in that body cam footage, someone's on a PA system, a police officer's on the PA system saying, "We are just trying to get to the victim. We are just trying to treat the victim." And from the video, it's not exactly that they're surrounded, but police are saying that they did come up to a violent crowd and were unable to reach the victims. By the time the police had arrived, the victims had already been transported to the hospital.
Yeah, so we understand that the protesters are asking for more help from fire departments and EMTs, but they still don't want police inside of the CHOP. Do they feel like these shootings could threaten the future of this so-called autonomous zone? I mean, what are protesters saying in response to these shootings?
Yeah, protesters feel that everything is kind of riding on keeping the peace. So long as there aren't these skirmishes, so long as there aren't, it's been a very, very peaceful protest for 2 weeks. And it was really shocking and surprising for a lot of people who have been there for what happened over the weekend. People are worried that this will have to inevitably draw police in. But again, this was a protest to say this is a police-free zone. So organizers are trying to centralize more of a formal security network and get in better communication so that there is a clear security in case of emergency. But most protesters certainly don't want to see the police showing up again.
What has Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin said about these shootings?
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin says she wants to maintain the space as a peaceful protest, says that the protesters have every right to continue a peaceful protest. The city wants to work with organizers and police on some sort of long-term strategy. She released a statement Sunday, but not a lot of specifics other than some near-term strategies, working with trusted messengers and de-escalators in the area, and also maintaining the peaceful protest in the future.
That's Casey Martin, reporter for KUOW in Seattle. Casey, thank you so much.
Thank you.